I sincerely welcome all of you to Sri Radha Gopinath's home. Tonight is New Year's Eve. And every society has their own way of celebrating it. But as Kali Yuga progresses, it seems like all the different ways are becoming one. But Krishna says in Gita, what is day for a enlightened soul is the time of sleeping for ordinary materialistic people. And what is the time of sleeping for enlightened people is the time to be awake for the conditioned souls. Yanisha Sarva Bhutana. So at midnight, some of you will be awake and some of you will be asleep. But the real import of this verse is not on the physical platform of having our eyes open or closed. It is what we are attentive to. What we are valuing. A devotee values those things that bring them closer to Krishna and see no value to those things that separate us from Krishna. As far as material wealth, that has the potential of bringing us closer or farther, depending on how we choose to use it. But unethical behavior, participating in the killing of animals, intoxication, illicit sex, whimsical gambling. These things, by nature, cannot really be dovetailed in a positive spiritual way. They are serious distractions from our connection to Krishna. So our great acharyas, they have given us what we should be very much careful to avoid and what is very necessary to develop that deepest connection of devotion to Krishna. There are 64 items of devotional service. Of those, 5 are very primary. Worshipping the deity, reading and speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam, going to holy places and worshipping Tulsi, associating with devotees and chanting the holy names. There are 9 processes of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that of all these processes, foundational is the chanting of the holy names. And association of devotees. In that association, if we're hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we're chanting the holy names, it gives us great spiritual protection. It awakens Krishna's grace within us. And then we can have the strength to actually avoid those things that are unfavorable for our devotional service. But in the world today, unless we have extremely saintly parents who have really protected us and nourished us, most of us have many bad habits. Don't raise your hands. But I ask you if you are included. We have so many bad habits. Some are gross bad habits, like just very selfish physical material activities or sinful activities. We mentioned a few. And others, in certain ways, are just as bad, or possibly even worse, like having a fault-finding tendency, having a need to criticize others, having a need to show that I am better than everyone, having a certain type of laziness for my sadhana. Having a burning habit for various types of very distracting entertainment. These are distractions. And a new year, it could be a great impetus for devotional service. Because like everything in this world, it's potentially material or spiritual, depending on how we perceive it. For some, New Year's is the time to completely become intoxicated and enjoy the celebration that it's a new year. It's quite meaningless. For others, it's a time of reflection. Some business people, they analyze their accounts and their strengths and their weaknesses of their business and their strengths and their weaknesses of their profits and losses, and they learn their lessons, and with a new, revived understanding, they proceed their business into the new year with deeper wisdom because they've analyzed the past. They've learned from the past, and now they're passing across the threshold of the new year with more wisdom and more practical experience. Yes. On a spiritual level, it's like a rebirth. We can take it that way. Where we can, in certain ways, look back not only at the past year, but our whole life, and what have been the impediments to our spiritual growth. What have been the habits that have been dragging us down and away from Krishna? And what are the new habits that actually I could commit myself to? In many places, there is what is called New Year's resolutions. That means we see the problems of the past in our own condition, or in our collective condition, And we make resolutions, we make commitments. It's kind of like initiation. Not exactly, but if we take it seriously, it can have that effect. That yes, I've learned a lot. I'm 1 year closer to death. I have one more year of experience and realization and wisdom behind me, and I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to cross the threshold of this year. I'm going to cross that line as a much better person and a much better devotee. Because sometimes we need certain lines or certain demarcations or certain opportunities to actually say, yes, now is the time. I've been talking about it, I've been thinking about it, I've been praying for it, but I just haven't really done it, but now is the time. Yes? We do that at initiation. But some of us get all kinds of habits after initiation. You had that experience? things that I really have to move beyond. So New Year's is a wonderful, wonderful time where, yes, you know, the sun is going into another, you know, the sun is moving in a certain direction and it's a new year. Whatever. I'm going to make my commitments. I'm going to move forward. And if we celebrate New Year in this way with Krishna in the center, then actually it becomes, in spirit, like a Vaishnava holiday. It becomes, holiday means holy day. By committing ourselves to Krishna, to devotion to Krishna, things that I've just been lazy about accepting, or lazy about rejecting, yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm really going to give it a try. And an event like that can transform our lives. The soul is eternal. But when the soul is entrapped in all these material designations, material habits, and egos, we forget who we are and what we really want. Or in other words, we forget Krishna. Life is short. It's very sad to say in a day, but we can celebrate New Year's, or we can approach it in a very sobering way. We're 1 year closer to death, every one of us. Or we could harmonize the two. Sober celebration. Because actually Vaishnavas are always sober, even when they're joyful and ecstatic. But today is a sobering day on many levels. Today, one of the senior most, dear most of our devotees was taken by Krishna from this world. Palika Devi Dasi. Palika Devi Dasi, who is the wife of Mahaprabhu. Palika Mataji, always very humble, was always happy to kind of be behind the scenes, but she practically did everything. unimaginable how much she accomplished in her life. Her enthusiasm for devotional service, for worshiping the deities, for cooking for the devotees, for facilitating preaching, for hundreds of people coming to her house once a week, making so many balances in her life to really try to raise her children with such love and assist her husband with such devotion. And in her last weeks, all she wanted is just to leave this world and be with Krishna. I saw her a few days ago. She said, "I have no attachments. I'm ready to go. Let Krishna take me." She just wanted to chant the holy names and remember Krishna. As a mother, how she loved her family. But in her love, when she saw that the inevitable was soon to come, she just offered her family to Krishna. "You have entrusted me with the care of this family, but they're your family. And now you're taking me away. I entrust them to you." So for her, it's not New Year's Eve. It's New Life Eve. Yes? It's not just a new year, it's a new life. And Antakali Chamamiva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram. She was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, a very great sannyasi. Within ISKCON, scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam, very deeply into his sadhana, very compassionate, deep into his preaching, traveled the world even at very old age. He was practically in his 90s. He would never go to a hospital, no matter how sick he was. But he visited Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And he said, "This is not a hospital. This is a place of pilgrimage." And he went to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And then he went to a holy place after that. And when his body was leaving, Hare Krishna. Shishirada Gopinath. When his body was departing, he said, "Bring me to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. It is a holy place. It is none different than Vrindavan." So Palika Devi, she departed from this world in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, surrounded by devotees chanting the holy names and praying with love and tears. It's a great loss to our congregation. It's a great loss to the world. But at the same time, it is a time of sorrow, of separation, but celebration. Because we know that Krishna has taken her. Krishna has taken her to his divine loving service. It's not just a new year, it's a new life. Most auspicious, most beautiful. So in the presence of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, let us all offer our prayers for her immortal soul and for her beautiful family. Mahaprabhu, Giri Govardhan, Shama Dasi, their husbands, their wives, their children. Let us pray Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's blessings be upon Mataji. And let us together as a family, as Radharani and Gopinath's family, let us move together as Kali Yuga is progressing 1 year. With a sense of sincerity, with a sense of urgency, to really overcome the obstacles that we have within ourselves and the obstacles that we hold on to between each other, with our determination, with our commitment. To actually attract Sri Radharani and Gopinath's grace. That grace is eternal. That grace is all powerful. Narasingha Dev could destroy Hiranyakashipu. That is the power of God. And Krishna is the source of Narsingadev. But he is conquered by Sri Radha. He is conquered by Yashoda. His feminine aspects. His feminine aspects are especially the personifications of grace. That grace is all-powerful. That grace can carry us across all obstacles, individually, collectively. Let us begin this new year by celebrating Radha Gopinath's supreme grace. Srila Prabhupada has so perfectly, so fully, so lovingly brought it to the whole world, brought it to all of us. With gratitude, with sincerity, with commitment to connecting to that grace, let us move forward into the year 2014. 2013 is gone forever. Let's come out of the cocoon of all our bad habits of 2013 and fly into the spiritual sky in 2014 and chant the holy name. At the same time, 2013 was such a good year. We have so many things to be grateful for. Krishna consciousness is always blissful, providing we're actually Krishna conscious. It's not just a word, it's a consciousness. We're actually conscious of the grace of Krishna. Let us have a beautiful kirtan for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath as the offering of our hearts and our lives. Thank you very much.